Next chart is Donna, D-O-N-N-A. Last name's Cobb, C-O-B-B. This is an office visit from yesterday, 1-23-2013. Her date of birth is 9-24-61. This is a letter out to Dr. Michael Ramprasad, R-A-M-P-R-A-S-A-D, in Detroit, Michigan. Reason for visit is follow-up. Dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Cobb in the office today, period. She presented complaining of a sharp chest pain, period. Pain was very tender and localized to the left sternal border, period. The pain was pinpoint, period. She denies any pain at rest, period. She only feels the pain whenever she pushes on it or if she takes a deep breath, period. She denies any pressure, heaviness, jaw pain, or shoulder pain, period. No nausea, vomiting, or diaphoresis, period. No syncope or near syncope, period. She takes Vicodins, usually for other chronic pain, in which it helps with her current chest pain, period. Paragraph past medical history, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, history of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolism with an IVC filter, period. She's also on Coumadin therapy, number next, degenerative joint disease, number next, coronary artery disease, paragraph past surgical history, IVC filter placement, number next. Correction, paragraph social history. She denies any tobacco, illicit drug use, or alcohol abuse, period. She's married and accompanied by her husband. Paragraph allergies to medication, Motrin and Ampicillin. Paragraph home medications include Vicodin and Coumadin. Paragraph physical examination, vital signs as follows: blood pressure 105 or 101, pulse rate at 96, respiration 74. She weighs 420 pounds. She's 5 feet 7 inches tall. Please include a normal physical exam findings, period. Paragraph diagnostic testing, lab test October 15, 2012 revealed total cholesterol 194, triglycerides 194, HDL 44, LDL 111, INR was 3 at the time. Paragraph 2D echocardiogram January 3, 2013 showed overall left ventricular systolic function 50 to 55% with diastolic filling pattern, indicative of impaired relaxation and trace tricuspid regurgitation. Paragraph DLCO pulmonary function test October 16, 2012, revealed FVC 74% predicted, FEV1 61% predicted, FEV1 slash FVC 81 predicted, and DLCO 97% predicted. Paragraph myocardial perfusion imaging on October 16, 2012, revealed large size mild severity and infralateral fixed defect consistent with infarction in the territory of the left circumflex artery, period. There's also a small size, mild severity, septal partially reversible defect consistent with ischemia and the mid-LAD, ejection fraction 68%. Paragraph cardiac catheterization February 8, 2012, revealed non-obstructive coronary artery disease with normal left ventricular systolic function. Paragraph crowded ultrasound June 29, 2012, revealed luminal irregularities and no evidence of high-grade obstruction. Paragraph arterial Doppler of the lower extremities were normal. Paragraph assessment plan number one, atypical non-cardiac chest pain, period. I suspect that this pain is related to musculoskeletal or chest wall etiology, period. Continue with current medical regimen, period. It was also noted in prior cardiac catheterization that there was non-obstructive disease, period. Paragraph correction number next, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, period. Cardiac catheterization February 2012 revealed mild coronary artery disease with normal ejection fraction, period. Continue with medical management and risk factor modification, including LDL less than 70. Number next, DVT slash pulmonary embolism, period. She does have a known history of an IVC filter placement, period. She's on chronic Coumadin therapy, period. She's continue following up on her INR with goal between 2 to 3, period. Number next, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, period. She should continue with her inhaler and follow up with her primary care physician. Number next, peripheral arterial disease, period. The patient does complain of lower extremity pain with walking, however, atypical claudication, period. Her arterial ultrasound of the lower extremity revealed less than 30% stenosis of the lower extremities. Therefore, she should continue with conservative management and evaluate other potential causes of her pain. Number next, carotid artery screening, period. Her carotid duplex revealed a minimal disease, period. Continue with risk factor modification, period. Paragraph, thank you for participating in the care of the patient and the dictation.